This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I'm sorry, I was served in the Air Force, and I find that the police way works better. Justice is based on reward and punishment. So those who are caught will be charged 500 ringgit, and those who catch the pictures and have all the proofs will be rewarded with 250 ringgit. So in this way, you find that the whole country becomes a policeman. When there's police, there is order.
One of the public apartments and how the residents have been reacting to the death of 15-year-old S. Satiswaran. This was, I think, in January, mid-January,
yes.
Where he passed away after items were being thrown off.
Someone threw furniture, right?
Outside of their window and buildings.
Correct. And we realized, but we've known this has been happening for a long time. And I think this is the first time that there's been a casualty because of a chair that's been thrown out from a window. It led to a discussion about the much deeper system. Systemic problems that people have with garbage disposal, mm-hmm. especially in public housing projects.
Right.
Right. So the discovery, of course, now is that Kuala Lumpur City Hall has installed netting.
Right. And remarkably, the netting that they've installed, it's actually been able to catch
certain
types of light items, primarily garbage, essentially, and plastic bags and what have you.
Correct. So, I mean, the netting so far has managed to catch the light things, like you said. But what happens when people start throwing more heavier items?
Like cupboards and stuff?
Yeah,
shelves.
Chairs, cupboards, shelves, mattresses, when dropped from a great height can be lethal. And, do we start putting concrete instead of this light netting? Or then again, what comes with the netting? That's the question, right? Because are we trying to improve the system for garbage disposal so people don't have to resort to this in the first place? Are we educating people so that, saying that this can kill, so stop doing it?
Well, throwing things outside of your door, outside of your window, just on into the abyss as if it will miraculously...
disappear.
That's not how it works. Well, we're going to hear from architect Fong Siu Kyung. He's the director of SK Fong Architect. Kyung, thank you for taking our call. You've heard us describe about the story in this particular apartment. Is a safety net enough?
Well, a safety net can only catch so much. From what I hear, the safety nets being installed are actually metal mesh, so it's quite strong. But if people start throwing things like chairs and furniture, I'm not sure if the netting is going to be strong enough to hold things like that.
Right. There was a suggestion by one of the residents to use a concrete wall because they feel, like you said, the metal mesh isn't enough. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, I think at the moment the netting seems to be turning into a net that just catches rubbish, plastic bags, food packets that people are throwing down. And that only works to a certain extent. If you were to build something concrete, it has to be a concrete slab because it's horizontal, it's going across the opening, right? But that would make the walkways underneath so dark and dreary, it just looked terrible.
And so, Kyung, what other solutions can we consider?
Well, the place that I stay in, which is a condo in Bandar Utama, the pedestrian walkways are covered with a polycarbonate sheet. That provides some level of safety, and yet it lets the light come down through into the walkway, so the walkways don't look dark.
Yeah, and that's a good point too, because some of these ideas can affect the aesthetics of a living area. Is there a way we can actually balance utility and design?
That's a difficult one without changing the look of the whole building. I guess the best is to provide a designated walk path that's just below the location of the openings in the high-rise buildings, because then at least the designated walk path, that part can be covered properly, with a more secure roof. Because if an object is heavy, you can't throw it out very far anyway. So, maybe further out from the building, you don't need the walkway. But just below where the openings are, have a covered designated walkway.
Right, but as much as we try to, design around these types of problems, ultimately I feel it's our behaviors that kind of have to change, right?
Yeah, I think that is the key change that we must see in our society nowadays. In this higher-end place that I'm living in now currently, we still have people throwing pots, books, packets down from their apartments. And this is supposed to be a higher-end property. it's definitely a change of mindset, even among the less educated and more educated, you know, different echelons of society. If people don't realize that, you know, we live in a community, then nothing is going to change. But if we do realize that we live in a community of neighbors, then we will try as much as possible to be considerate of the needs of the different neighbors.
Kyung, thank you very much for that insight. That was architect Fong Siu Kyung, a director of SK Fong Architect. And there are various considerations that he's referring to,
yeah.
Right? It's not just, I guess, about the safety of it. It's about how much light you're letting in to that particular area as well.
Which is why concrete might be a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, like you said, that's right, we can design ourselves out of this problem, but then it just... reinforces the problem, because then people will immediately think that's okay because now there's a solution, right? Someone's put a net up, then every 3 months someone will clear out the net, so I don't have to carry my garbage down and just throw stuff on my balcony.
It just perpetuates that type of bad behavior.
Correct.
Here's some music by Charles Bradley, Love Bug Blues, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.